Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Amen. Let us pray. Jesus Christ, our Lord and God, we turn to you tonight with full hearts, with hope in you, with trust in you. May you call us together that we may be the church that you are calling us to be, the new church and a new beginning and a new hope. May our heart rest in you. Amen. Our Father, who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so upon the earth. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. O Lord, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Amen. Please stand and we'll say our recitation. And he who sat on the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." And he said to me, "Write, for these words are true and faithful." And he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to him who thirsts of the fountain of water of life freely." Amen. Please be seated. Our first reading for today is from the book of Lamentations. It's a little book kind of in the middle of the prophets. And it's written by Jeremiah. And it's called Lamentations because lamentation means an expression of grief or loss. Now, what did Jeremiah lose that he provides this lamentation? The book of Lamentations comes right at a really important point in the history of the children of Israel and the tribe of Judah in particular. The story arc of the Old Testament is the people followed the Lord and then they fell away and they didn't listen to him. And the kingdom of Babylon came and took away the people who lived in Jerusalem. And Jeremiah, the prophet, lived during that time when Jerusalem fell. The people who lived with, that he knew, that he loved, were gone, were scattered. And he writes this book of Lamentations at that point. And the first two chapters of Lamentations are expressions of these grief and the loss of these things. But in chapter 3, he expresses where his hope can rest. And that's what I want to share with you tonight. So this is from Lamentations chapter 3. "Remember my affliction and roaming, the wormwood and the gall. My soul still remembers and sinks within me. This I recall to my mind. Therefore, I have hope. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed because his compassion fails not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should hope and wait patiently for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for one to wait patiently for the salvation of the Lord. So we see Jeremiah's lament, which we didn't read, but then the turning point is he remembers to turn to the Lord. He said, I turn to the Lord and remember his mercy and his compassion. Who knows what mercy means as a word? What is mercy? Yes? It's to forgive. Mercy means a love. A kind of love that sees where the person is and the things that they've done that maybe weren't so good and loves them where they are and hopes something better for them and provides that they can be better. It's a love that has a kind of grief within, a little sadness about where the person is maybe. That's the best way we can understand the Lord's love, his mercy, is as seeing where we are and a little grief at where things are, but providing that they can be better. And his mercies are new every morning. That's what Jeremiah said. The Lord's mercies are new every morning. We're coming together at evening time, a settling time. Think about tomorrow. Tomorrow's a new day. It's a new day to begin anew. And it maybe you will experience times in your life where you experience a loss or a grief. And Lamentations is written for that point. Maybe you've struggled with depression or sadness, or maybe you're feeling just low. What you can look for, what Jeremiah suggests we look for, what the Lord suggests we look for, is his mercies. They're new every day. What's today have? What is the Lord going to provide me with today? What can I hope for from the Lord today? And it doesn't have to experience those downs to get that experience. You can just wake up tomorrow and say, what is the Lord going to provide me with today? How does he love me so well that he's going to give me something great today? Because he does. His mercies are new every morning. I'd like to read a teaching for the new church. It says, for every smallest fraction of a moment of a person's life entails a chain of consequences extending to eternity. Every fraction of a moment has a chain of consequences extending to eternity. And you could read that and feel a weight of, oh no, every moment I have to have these right things because it's going on forever. But his mercies are there too. It continues on. Indeed, every one is like a new beginning. Every fraction of a moment is a new beginning. To those that follow the Lord. And so every single moment of the life of his understanding and of his will is a new beginning. Every fraction of a moment, the way the Lord sees it, in his mercy and his love. Are you going to begin again now? Are you going to change and be a little better? You're going to think a new thought that's healthier, a new truth, a new idea. Are you going to reach out? Are you going to love a little better? You're going to have that awakening of compassion in your heart. Every moment the Lord sees you and thinks about new beginning. It's a new chance. I'm offering you something new right now. Are you going to open yourself up to it? The Lord's mercies are new every morning and every fraction of a moment if we're willing to follow him. Amen. Please stand with me, and we'll sing Psalm 91, number 364.
A shelter of the love of God is my refuge and my light. I trust in him to guide my days and protect me through the night.
freely we have received, freely we give to build your church on earth. Amen.
In all things, he answers when I call his name. He shelters me with his wings. Ever faith is in the Lord alone. His word when thousands stumble by my side, his faithfulness is revealed. Because I come to him in love and trust him in all things, he answers when I call his name. Shelters me with his wings. Ever safe within his love I'll be, secure through all my days. The wonder of his mighty love always fills my heart with praise. Because I come to him in love and trust him in all things, he answers when I call his name. He shall
May the Lord keep your going out and your coming in, this time forth, and even forevermore. Amen. Please be seated, and we'll have a postlude.